The House, myself and Representative Deal met with Rob Mayer and Senator Schmidt, and we presented them with what we thought was the House going, in many ways, more than halfway on the difference between what we believe should be done and what the Senate believes should be done. And I think they're right now kind of working through it. It funds a lot of the important economic development incentive programs that we think should be funded, like job retention, MOSIRA, the amateur sports incentive, as well as Aerotropolis, and it has significant tax credit reforms and really unprecedented tax credit reforms. So we're just waiting to see what they decide. And if they decide that they're supportive of it, I think we'll have an economic development bill. And if they decide that one or two senators are going to obstruct it, then I think the Senate will have made an unwise decision.
Are you optimistic that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we've had a good dialogue on this process. The House and Senate have been in constant communication. And so, I'm optimistic right now.
Did you think you would get to this point, or was there any time that you thought an economic development bill is not going to pass?
I didn't think, to be honest with you, I think the House has come further than I expected us to come on this issue. But, the number one issue in the state is job growth and job creation. And I think the changes that we've made are reasonable changes. And I think it's demonstrated our ability to go and meet the Senate halfway.
How worried are you that one or two senators could block it?
I'm going to be here next year, so I guess we can work on it next year. So, I think it's important that the will of the body be heard, not let one or two people obstruct it.
You mentioned some tax credit reforms, and are you proposing sunsets or what?
I don't want to go into the details of a private proposal that we gave them, but I will tell you, I think the House has only voted one time on tax credit reforms, and that's to cap historics at $140 million and exempt small projects, which actually led to about $160 million cap. We are significantly different from that standpoint.
Any chance on the early site permit coming up in the
last? Well, I don't see it happening. I'm not even sure if there's a vehicle out there to do it. So,
aside from some kind of economic development or tax credit bill, what are you expecting on the final day?
I think if you look at the five major issues, I think that are out there, or high profile issues, you've got the economic development bill, you've got the FRA extension of the sunset, you've got the tax amnesty, you've got the Missouri Senior RX, you've got the local control of the St. Louis Police Department, and I think you've got the co-employee and the occupational portion of the Fix the Six. So,
are you closer to an agreement on the last one, the co-employee?
They're working on it as we speak.
Okay. That one, there wasn't a whole lot of agreement at the
beginning. No, I mean, it's a tough issue. But I tell you what, I think Senator Goodman and Representative Fisher are doing their very best to try and deal with a very difficult issue. So,
are you optimistic about a productive last day?
Yeah, I think we've got the table set to have a really good last day. But the reality is if you look at what we've already accomplished and what we've already sent to the governor, I'm pretty happy with where we're at. So if the session ended today at 6, I would call the session a pretty big success.
You mentioned that the five big issues. Do you expect to be able to get those five done?
I could see all five of them getting done, or I could see none of them getting done.